Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
I have 25 words for you.
From my cold, dead hands.
From my cold, dead hands. Again, Charlton Heston to take my gun from my cold, dead hands back in 1999. Charlton Heston died yesterday afternoon at his home in Beverly Hills, California. I've always been a big fan of Charlton Heston. Ever since I was a little kid, my mom in Dallas took me in to see the Ten Commandments on the big screen, and then about once a year, Ben-Hur would come to town. She took me once to see that. And Soylent Green, Omega Man, which they just remade into I Am Legend with Will Smith. That's the original name of the novel that they first made into Omega Man. And, of course, I've interviewed Charlton Heston and talked to him at several events. Had a chance to meet him a few times after that in person. And last night when I found out he died, I'd gone into the office to do some work on a film I'm making, and it was midnight, and I got in the car and was driving home right at midnight and tuned in to KLBJ 590 AM, the station that we do this Sunday syndicated show out of, where we originate the show out of, and I heard him talking about an 84-year-old actor who died. I'd missed the first part of the announcement on Fox News, and I just knew it was Charlton Heston because I knew his age. And then they went into the rolls and repeated that Charlton Heston had died at 84 years of age. So today I'm going to re-air part of an interview I did with Mr. Heston, now deceased, 7 years ago, or January 18th, 2000. Now, last night I got home about 12:30. I started Googling and searching on my own website going back 7 years, and guess what? The MP3 link was dead. I looked all over the web till about 2 a.m., couldn't find it. I went into the office this afternoon, tore the office apart, and found a copy of it on CD that somebody recorded off of an AM radio station and that they had copied and mailed to me. So it's not the best audio quality, but this is it. I was real mad, folks, that I couldn't find my Charlton Heston interview. But we were able to find it. Sometime during the weekday show, it's about a 20-minute interview. I will air the whole thing sometime this week on the 3-hour weekday show. But I'm going to air about 5 minutes of it today, just like I'm going to air about 5 minutes of the Jesse Ventura interview that I did Wednesday that made it in the Associated Press, the Dallas Morning News, the Pioneer Press, International Television, National Television. We interviewed Governor Ventura, and he said a lot of, well, really controversial statements. He talked about how NBC really hired him to block him from having free speech and keeping him when he left the governorship in 2003 from being able to speak out against the war. They wouldn't let him speak out against the war, and they wouldn't let him get on any other media or TV via his contract. He talked about how he believes that criminal elements of the government will assassinate Barack Obama if he truly becomes the president and tries to pull troops out of Iraq. But the big one was former Governor Jesse Ventura, World Trade Center collapse, a controlled demolition, an inside job, the government carried it out. Associated Press, Ventura says he regrets initial acceptance of 9-11 explanations, and he said that on the syndicated radio show of Alex Jones. So we'll be playing some of that today as well and taking your phone calls. But in the last half of the show today, I am going to play, I don't know, 8-9 minutes or about half the interview I had with Charlton Heston. And I know this. Chuck retired about a year and a half later, sharp as a tack when I interviewed him, Chuck Heston, and I never bugged him again even though I had his home phone number and never tried to get him back on. Well, Willie Nelson called up, wanted to come on the show and talk about 9-11 being an inside job. And let me tell you something. I am not going to not call Willie Nelson now. I've had Willie Nelson's phone number for 2-3 months. I haven't ever bugged him or called him on it after I had him on the show. But you know what? I am going to bug him. I'm going to get to know him. He invited me to get to know him. I'm going to get to know these people because I'm tired of them dying. I'm tired of them being gone. Just amazing. I mean, I know a lot of other big Hollywood people who have actually contacted me before, and I'll talk to them and never call them again. Well, that's over. I'm going to start calling Keanu Reeves, and I'm going to start calling Bruce Willis, and I'm going to start calling and bugging. Now, I know him pretty good, Rick Linklater here in Austin, because the craziest thing is I've been invited out to eat with people or invited out to Los Angeles, and I just don't do it. I'm so busy fighting the New World Order, so busy doing radio, and I just regret that I didn't at least call Chuck Heston back, Charlton Heston, and get him on a few more times before he retired, because this living legend, this icon, this humanitarian is gone. He's gone. I can't ever talk to him again. We'll never get to see another interview with him. We'll never get to see anything new from him. He's gone. I do have some comments, too, about Heston's family, just some observations. I'm going to try to be nice about this, but I've got some comments coming up near the end of the show today as well. But Chuck Heston, I mean, he's just one of my favorite actors and such a gentleman. Okay, what is the other news I have in front of me here? Vodka maker Absolut apologizes, ends ad showing California, Texas is part of Mexico. That's out of the Associated Press today. Friday this broke, and I'm so conditioned to all of the La Reconquista talk, the reconquering of the Southwest, that I didn't even cover it on my show. Kurt Nimmo posted it, posted the Absolut ad Friday morning. I went on the air for 3 hours and didn't even talk about it. This is so old hat to me that I didn't even talk about it. Since then, it's been all over the news, a huge issue. Washington Post, L.A. Times, TV News, huge boycotts, people freaking out. I forget, just because I knew about this 15 years ago doesn't mean that the general public knows about it today. I have to remember, we have to reintroduce all this. And it is true that in polls, more than 80% of Hispanics from Mexico do not consider themselves to be American, and they actually, now this is not Mexican-Americans or folks that are here in this country and love this country. It's the immigrants. They don't just not like the U.S. It is a cultural, wild hatred. And go read the L.A. Times comments. There's more than 500 of them last time I checked. And it's, we're going to kill you. Yes, we're taking over. You will all be killed. And I'm like, I'm not supposed to talk about this. I'm supposed to just play along with this and act like this isn't going on. Absolut Vodka understood that this is the market. And so in Spanish publications in the U.S., Spanish language, and in the Mexican TV and Mexican newspapers and magazines, they advertise Colorado, Oregon, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma. It isn't just Texas and Mexico. It is about half the country. And this is taught in U.S. public schools. It is taught in the colleges. It is taught in Mexico. Our government is globalist. They want to break the U.S. up. They want us divided and conquered and fighting with each other. And our government for 50 years, the criminals running it, have been financing. The Ford Foundation has spent more than $20 billion of its hundreds of billions. It's hundreds of billions, ladies and gentlemen, to go down to Mexico and pay for the textbooks, the comic books, all of it. I mean, I own all these. Where they say they're going to take over the U.S. and that all whites will be murdered. Now, I know you don't believe this. See, it's perfect. Just like teenagers talk in code and text message in code and parents don't understand it. And I still haven't figured out half of it, and I'm a computer head. I just don't text message a lot. It's the same thing with illegal aliens. I mean, it's the radios. We're going to kill you. Get the guns. Get the weapons. We're going to kill Gringo. Get ready. Move in. Take over. Don't hire them. Get in positions to fire all of them. Drive them out of America. The killing of the Gringo will soon start. The mass murder will soon begin. Death, death, death. But see, the Gringos and the blacks and Hispanics that have been, you know, in the melting pot, they're not speaking Spanish. They're not hearing it. They're not tuned in. Perfect way to take over. We're going to let you know just how serious it is and how there's a mass of people preparing to slaughter you and your family, and they have already attacked. We'll be right back. ¶¶
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Let me explain something, everybody. It is painful for me to have to cover this and have to tell you this. And what happens is I mean to mediate my words. But when I get on air, all I want to do is tell you the truth. And I can't control myself. So I just laid out the truth to you in the last segment. I know it sounds radical. I know it's scary. I know it's crazy. It's also divisive and painful. But I'm not the one selling at shops all over Austin Plan of San Diego shirts. If you Google Plan of San Diego, you'll be at the University of Texas website. You'll be at the University of Mexico at Mexico City's website. It was the German/Mexican plan during World War I to attack the Southwest from Texas to California and to kill all whites 16 and older and then force the other whites to leave. It also said that if blacks didn't swear allegiance to Mexico, they would be killed. Now, under German command, Mexico did attack California, Arizona, and Texas. In one night, 23 Americans were killed. And the Mexicans went in South Texas, into homes, killed whole families, two-year-old children, slit their throats ear to ear, under German command, of course. Now, they don't want you to know about that, but you can find out about that real quick. We're these chicken-necked, yuppie Americans who are weak and pathetic and dumbed down and think we're free when we're not. And so we have no idea what's going on. You ever heard the Marine Corps anthem? From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we will fight this country's battles. You understand that song? The few, the proud, the Marines. The Marines' first big victory after they were incorporated into the Navy properly and expanded was led by Ulysses S. Grant. He's the guy, remember, became the head of the Northern military during the Civil War. But as a young man, he led the Marines to fight a force of about 4-1, battling all the way down into Mexico. Then the Mexicans asked the U.S. to take over, and the U.S. said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to pay you $10 million for land that you took from Spain when you overthrew them 20-something years before. Let's get this clear. If the Southwest belongs to anybody, it's the Native American tribes. But they all fought with each other constantly. Spain fell. Santa Ana came in. Santa Ana then, Spain had invited the Tennesseans, Alabamans, and others into Texas because they couldn't kick the Comanche, the Apache, the Red Sticks, and Baton Rouge in French. That's why you call it Baton Rouge. It was where the Red Sticks were based. It means red bat, red stick. That was one of the main tribes in the eastern part of the state. Very tough. And it's not like the movies set in the 1880s where, you know, it's John Wayne. He's riding down the last few Indians, the Native Americans. This was like huge battles where whole towns would be wiped out and there'd be 20,000 Indians against, you know, 8,000 Americans and Andrew Jackson and the rest. I mean, this was toe-to-toe. This was, you know, just endless warfare from what's Illinois today down to Texas. This is when the battles were at each other's throats and the natives were getting the upper hand most of the time. Spain could do nothing. I mean, the warlike Anglo-Saxons could barely beat the Indians. The Spanish had no chance. Were being wiped out everywhere. There were less than 5,000 Spanish citizens from Texas, Oklahoma, all the way over through Colorado, all the way over through Arizona, all the way through Nevada into California and Oregon. And the Russians were up in Washington State and Oregon. They had that. Doesn't matter. The Reconquistas are claiming all of that. It means the reconquering of the Southwest, and it's taught in Mexico. So it's true. For about 19 and a half years, Mexico had the Southwest and couldn't hold any of it. Then Mexico came into Oklahoma and attacked a bunch of people and killed a bunch of people. There was a group of scouts. What was it, like 19 of them? And more than 1,000 Mexican troops just slaughtered them, killed every one of them. And then the Mexico kept attacking. The Mexico was attacking the U.S. And so the Marines came down and just absolutely cleaned Mexico's clock. They had a bunch of Irish with them. You'll wonder why the Reconquistas like to wear, you'll see it, green and clovers. And that's saying, and you can ask them, that's saying, well, you know, we like the Irish. They helped us, you know, fight the Americans. We're not racist. We just want to kill Americans. I had a whole bunch of Catholic Irish down there that also got their hind ends kicked when the Marines came in. And I'm sorry. I mean, you know, I'm sorry the Marines could fight 4-1, 5-1. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, Mexico is a narco-terrorist state. It is totally corrupt. It has more billionaires than any other nation on earth per capita, but the people are some of the poorest in the world. The Mexican people are smart, hardworking, inventive. They have been downtrodden since the Aztecs enslaved them. And then that merged with the conquistadors. And so this hatred of the United States, I'm a true patriot. I love the United States. Okay, my family was in the battles of San Jacinto. My family on both sides. My mother's family raised Colonel Travis's son. His last letter from the Alamo was to them. You understand, folks? My family has Spanish land grants on my dad's side. On my mother's side, German immigrants, Alsatian immigrants that came here in the 1830s and 40s. As Texas as it gets. And I just cannot stand by for this anymore. It makes me sick. And I really, it's a terrible thing because I want to get along with everybody. I want to be friendly. I want to be nice. You know, I was talking to a group of La Reconquistas a few years ago. They were going to have a big parade celebrating the takeover of the U.S. And I called the head of it up here in Austin, and I said, man, I said, listen, I got a lot of Hispanic friends. I said, but this is aggressive towards the U.S. And he said, oh, the racist gringo, you like some of us. And I said, no, man, I really don't care. I said, you're the one that's the racist. And you use that term. And I said, I'll be down there. And he said, you don't dare. We'll kick your butt. And I said, okay, I'm going to be there. And I was there. And you know, that's the sad part about this is that we got the New World Order hurting all of us. We got the New World Order putting fluoride in all of our water. We have the New World Order that's putting mercury in all our vaccines. We have the New World Order that's destroying the dollar just like they destroyed the peso. We have the New World Order that is hurting. I mean, I say take Planned Parenthood, the eugenics front, for exterminating little black and brown babies out of your neighborhood. Do you see your Mexican or black leader saying get those out of your neighborhood? No. Do you know that was set up even before Hitler and that Hitler was buddies with Margaret Sanger who set up Planned Parenthood? You know, I actually want you to live well. I actually want you to have good jobs. I actually want everybody to be happy and have fun. But, you know, my uncle lived in Guatemala for many years. My cousins did. They speak Spanish. I remember my cousin 15 years ago going, yeah, you know, I speak Spanish, but I'm a white guy, so I get to hear about how the gringos are bad and how we're going to get it and how we're going to get killed And you know, that's the problem. Every time you talk about the little secret that I have to say more than half the folks that, you know, say that they're from Mexico are for, it's like, oh, you shouldn't say that we write books saying we're going to kill you when our numbers are high enough. That's racist. I'm going, but you say you want to kill me. I'm going to finish up on this because this is important. And I'm going to read you some of the quotes out of the LA Times about we are going to kill you. Again, Absolute Vodka, in an absolute world, says that half the U.S. will go back to Mexico. We'll be right back. Keep on rolling.
Keep on turning. America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Vodka is running print ads and TV ads in Mexico that show half the United States that originally belonged to Spain, just because they said they had it. They didn't have anybody on it and couldn't keep it. All Absolut Vodka, the Swedish vodka company, was doing was playing to something that their marketing studies had shown. In fact, the PR firm that's now in deep trouble and apologizing, that was hired by Absolut, is apologizing. And see, that's the big dirty secret. That, and my wife grew up in Spain. She lived there 4 years, Italy 6 years, so she speaks fluent Spanish. And she'll freak out listening to the Spanish radio station. She'll freak out at signs as we drive down the road. She'll freak out. And I told her about this 10 years ago, and she didn't believe me, and now she sees it everywhere. And or we'll be in restaurants, and people will say stuff, and it's perfect, because you've got the chicken-necked liberal guilty. Oh, let me roll a red carpet out for everybody. Let me feel sorry. Let me not say anything. Let me just feel guilty. I'm an evil white devil. I'm the worst thing on earth. And oh yes. You know, let the illegal aliens be able to have free health care, but citizens don't get it. Did you know they get that? Or let the illegal aliens get free tuition that citizens don't get. Or let them not get arrested for DWIs or not having driver's license. Now, that's all admitted. It's just anything, because we love you and we're bad and we're... And then meanwhile, it's on one end, well, gringo needs to be, you know, have all the land taken. And ha-ha, gringo's dying. I can play you hundreds of these clips. The mayor of L.A. says this stuff back when he was just a city council member. And all the white people are going to die, ha-ha. You know, you're scum. The blacks are mayatas, which means blackbird. All this racist stuff. And Native American Indians, they have all these horrible names for them. I mean, just so much racist terms. And by they, I'm talking about public officials, members of the legislature in California, the mayor. I think I'm going to come in next week and just play a bunch of clips of this. Now, most Hispanics hate this. Most Hispanics can't stand it. But they then get called sellouts if they don't go with the pro-nationalist groups from Mexico. You see, people have been taught that the U.S. belongs to Mexico who come from Mexico. And then the Mexicans come from where they're dirt poor and oppressed completely in a very corrupt system. They get here and they see Hispanics, whites, blacks, Asians, and others that are part of the system that see themselves as Americans doing better than them. They see themselves having to take the menial, lower-paid jobs. And so there also, you know, a lot of anger gets created and generated. But you have the Ford Foundation, the Bush White House, the Democrats. Rob Allen and Co., this was in the Dallas Morning News two and a half years ago, to be technical. It was in the news that they were going to finance marches all over the country and big packing houses and big companies paid their employees to be off and go march in these things all over the country. And so I knew, because it was in the Dallas Morning News, it was all staged. But still, no one seemed to know that as it unfolded for the next 2 years. That is, big corporations who want to drive down wages, who want to break down the sovereignty of this country, are financing all of this. Financing, driving down the wages, breaking down the country, and they want to divide and conquer. They want a Southwest that's majority people who believe this belongs to Mexico. See, Americans have been taught to be anti-nationalistic, to hate their country, that America's bad, that sovereignty's bad, that we got to be globalists, that the UN's got to run us. But then conversely, Mexico is one of the most nationalistic countries in the world. They've been taught to hate America, to hate the United States. And so that's the recipe we've got. All right? Folks, I want to do business with the Mexicans from Mexico who are here. I want to be their friends. I want them to fight the New World Order. I want their children to be healthy and happy. I want them to have good medical care. I want them to do well. But I cannot sit here while, here's an example. White-owned, U.S.-owned TV company, 3 years ago, and you can just type this in, L.A. billboards say L.A. belongs to Mexico. Type that into Google, it'll come up. It was in the news. They ran 670-something billboards that showed the TV anchors, Spanish TV, and it said L.A. And then it was crossed out and it said Mexico. Now, why do you think the rich white TV network, the network that owns this, has hundreds of stations, both English and Spanish across the country, why do you think they ran that? Well, A, they know that that's the dominant cultural ideal and view. And I just can't sit here and ignore that the emperor has no clothes and say this isn't going on. Okay, that's going on, A. B, the corporates also want the breakup of the U.S. They're already busy merging Canada and Mexico with the U.S. and getting rid of our Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's called the Security and Prosperity Partnership. And there are good statesmen, politicians in Mexico, the U.S., and Canada, last week who were getting together to introduce legislation in all three countries to scrap the SPP. Now, I've actually found that Mexicans from Mexico know about the New World Order, know about implantable chips, know about government-sponsored terror, know about tyranny, are actually more savvy to tyranny in most respects than dumbed-down, spoiled Americans. But then they still have this cultural zeitgeist of hating the U.S. and believing that the Southwest belongs to them. Like, oh, we'd be doing great if we just had the U.S. You know, they stole that from us. There were no Mexicans to speak of here when Spain ran it. Mexico didn't exist, but 5,000 total. A little bit under that number, actually, for the time of the war with Texas. That's the whole Southwest. Mexico has triple the natural resources of all of the United States, including Alaska and Hawaii. But you don't have wealth because it is a culture of corruption. And I don't want to hear, oh, you can't make judgments about culture. I could say the Nazi culture was degenerate, black uniforms, mass killings, concentration camps, warmongering. I can say the Aztec culture was bad, human sacrificing their children. Is that good? I could say the Babylonian culture was bad. You know, compared to other cultures. You can judge cultures. No, cultures are not equal. And Western modern culture has been anti-corruption, pro-art, pro-science, pro-ideas, pro-due process, Magna Carta 1215. That was the light of the world created. Now it's become the evil of the world because power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Because the West developed all the major structures and all the major dominant sciences and systems and got all the power, it has become evil and ruthless and corrupt. I'm not debating that the West is very evil. It is an evil culture. 50 million abortions is evil. But it's different, and it's becoming corrupt, just like Mexico, with the classic kind of Napoleonic or French-type corruption. You know, the French have I can use a European model of that, or the old Spanish or corruption, or the Castilian corruption, or the old Portuguese-type corruption. It's called mordido, or little bite, paying off the police, or it's called beak dipping. And, I mean, I've been in Mexico many times, and almost every time I'm there, cops pull you over randomly and say $100. And if you don't pay it to them, they'll take your wife into the station and rape her. I mean, you're a dumb gringo down there driving across the border, and they find a .22 shell casing under your seat. You're going to jail for 5 years. They're going to suck every dime out of your family. They run credit reports on you, find out how much money you got. I'm tired of the double standard. So absolute vodka. I'm going to finish up with this. I know we got callers, but I'm going to finish up with this because this is an important subject. I'm not going to sit here and cover this up and act like this doesn't exist. We're in deep trouble, ladies and gentlemen. We need to come together and stop hating each other and realize the globalists are playing us off against each other. You can see the map of the La Reconquista from the Absolute Vodka ad at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now, main page.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
By the way, Paul's in there. Heard me talking about all the clips we have. And so he started doing searches. Why don't you Google Gringo Killer? That's the most popular Mexican wrestler. And it's all about how he kills the gringos. Or go to Professor Gutierrez, the head of Chicano Studies at University of Texas. New York Times interviews, he says, yes, all whites must be killed. In fact, I've played it on my TV show before. This is the head of Chicano Studies. This is the founder of the second largest Hispanic organization in the country that every major corporation, I mean, there's hundreds of them, gives money to. GM, Ford, Miller, just all of it. And then I'm sitting here, this guy's saying we need to be killed. He wants to kill me. And people in this LA Times article, there's hundreds and hundreds of comments in their comment section. You got to go read them. We have a link to it up on Infowars.com if you want an easy place to find the story in the LA Times. They will quote this stuff. They'll put links up to this, and then the Reconquistas come in and say, yes, you're an evil white. You need to be killed. You're a racist. See, you don't want to die. The Texas Civil Rights Review, when I did a TV report on the plan of San Diego, the plan to kill all whites 16 and older, and then forcibly adopt and re-educate the rest of the whites, and that was the German plan, and because they knew how to sell the Mexicans on attacking the U.S. when they got desperate in World War I. The Texas Civil Rights Review, you can pull it up. They said, well, Mr. Jones is backwards and bad, and it is true the plan of San Diego is to kill the whites. Type the plan of San Diego into Google. You'll find articles we wrote about it and articles we wrote about what the Texas Civil Rights Review said, and then you can link through and read their comments on their own. On their own newspaper, and they said, yes, but Hispanics have been downtrodden by evil whites, and so it's okay to talk about how all whites need to be killed. By the way, if you're listening to this for the first time, I'm not joking. I try to not cover this. It's very painful. I try to ignore it, but it's very, 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 very sad. It's very, 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 very sad. But it feels good. It's very primitive, and everybody likes to hate other groups. You know, it's very primitive. Blacks like to hate whites, and whites like to hate blacks, and the blacks and whites love to fight with the Hispanics and some of the Hispanic. And then even if you don't like racism or tribalism, because the hate's coming at you, it makes it real, and you don't want to give in to it. And then it gets so ridiculous that the politicians run all this and control this. We've got all these Gutierrez clips, and I've got Charlton Heston interview I did I want to play. I've got my interview I did with Jesse Ventura this week that made headlines all over the country. I got a lot of other subjects I want to cover. the eugenicists are poisoning us, sterilizing us, black, white, old, young, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. We're all in this together, and they're just playing us off against each other. But it's so outrageous that you turn on Mexican TV. HBO last year had a comedy special where that popular comedian, I was watching TV one night, and he was on there. The whole thing was racist, anti-gringo. And, hell, it was in English. So here's the deal. I am the son of liberal, types, who were taught they were white and evil and bad. And so I'm brought up that everyone is good but whites and I'm evil. And then I learned that no matter how much I grovel, I'm hated and everyone's planning to kill me. So to hell with it. I'm not going to kiss your butt anymore, man. It's over. The fun, the games are over. And if all this race stuff continues, fine. But you're the racist, the people out there. I mean, I protested the Ku Klux Klan so many times. And I remember being on the phone with these La Reconquistas who were going to have this anti-America march where they wave Mexican flags and chant Aslan. The motto is, for our race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. And I just said, I protested the Klan. And the guy's like giggling on the phone. Well, you ought to go join them, gringo. We don't want you. It's like how I'm pathetic. I'm weak because I want to be friendly. And then just giggling and snickering and just knowing that this country is so weak now, so chicken-necked, so pathetic, puts up with anything, goes along with anything, puts up. There were a couple million people in Mexico in the 1840s. There's 100 million in the country and 30 million in our country now. It's going to be 200 million in another 30 years. The West is dying. The third world's exploding. I'm fighting the globalists from exterminating you, trying to stop the real ops, but you trust your government, and you trust your, it's so sick. And then it's all this race thing. You think the New World Order is for the country breaking down. It's for, did you know that the Royal Commission on Population, written up by the British, it's the blueprint of the U.S. plan, says that they actually block third world countries from industrializing and from becoming first world? They want you to have a bunch of kids because it holds you back. They want you to be in squalor. They want only 1% having the money. They want the peon system. That just means peon means slave. It means ranch slave. Here in the U.S., you see, the U.S. is like a lifeboat that 20 people can be in, and we're already got 100 and it's sinking. And they just want to have the third world overwhelm and bring this country down. That's in globalist documents. There's so many of these Gutierrez clips. Have you found the one where he says whites need to be killed? Because there's so many clips. We were in there during a three-minute break trying to, with like 50 different clips, with just how we've got, and this is the head of UT Chicano Studies. UT! Big eugenics front organization. Totally whitey run. Why do they do this? Because they want us all at each other's throats. The big money wants to bring down the U.S. And don't worry, the U.S. is falling. The dollar's dying. Everything's dying. If you're Hispanic, black, white, it doesn't matter. It's hurting you. I mean, I remember being at an event 3 years ago, and like, what are all these Plano San Diego shirts? And a Hispanic listener of mine walks up and goes, man, you need to Google that. You don't know, Mr. Jones. And another guy comes up, a white guy, and goes, yeah, I'm a history professor at UT. That means kill all whites. And I said, no. And I went home and Googled it, and it was mainstream. A huge plan to kill me? What did I do? I'm a limp-wristed chicken neck walking around feeling guilty. Guilty for what? My ancestors kicked the butt of the imperial Spanish. They kicked the butt of the imperial British. Imperial systems didn't work. Were my ancestors perfect? No. Now I'll hear this. Well, the U.S. had slavery. Hell, Mexico still basically got slavery. Just a different name. You ready to blame? Here is the head of Chicano Studies, UT. There's so many clips. Just play some of it.
It's got to believe in yourself because the fight begins with you. Self-determination. The first word is self. You. And we believed it in the Chicano movement. We believed it. So we said, we're going to build a plan right here. And each one of us began in our own way. The Brown Berets, for example, is a defense unit for all of us. The Mayo chapters in Texas with school walkouts. Como in California, los Sal Castros and the Lincoln Highs and the Roosevelt Highs. Los Rosalio Muñoz is fighting against the war.
Los Raúl Ruizes y los demás in that area with La Raza magazine and the early Chicano studies program, Del Plan de San Diego. If you go back and read any basic book...
Pit pause. Now, he goes on and on. This is from my TV show. This is from UT. Okay, this is University of Texas. Now, you go Google Plan of San Diego, and then he says, we need to implement the Plan of San Diego. You want to kill me and my family? And I'm not supposed to talk about it? All I can say is from the shores of Tripoli, ladies and gentlemen, from the halls of Montezuma. And, you know, that's the point here. The U.S., when Mexico attacked it, marched down, took over your country, should have freed all the slaves, the people living on the peon ranches. Should have freed all the people, and it should just be part of the U.S. And then we'd have, I don't care if it was brown-skinned people everywhere, as long as they were Americans. And imagine that place would be an incredible engine right now of economy and liberty and freedom. And hell, I could live in the U.S. and live in Cancun. It isn't that I don't want to be around brown people. It's that my cousin happened to speak Spanish, and so he would say, oh, man, I'm a bartender. You ought to hear it. They walk up and say, hey, dirty white scum, give me a drink. And he'll flash back in Spanish, hey, how dare you talk to me like that? Oh, I'm sorry. Then it's a big joke. And my wife speaks Spanish growing up in Spain. And it totally freaks her out. Man, I'm tired of it. And then I went and found out, and now I see it on the sides of restaurants. Restaurants I used to go in have, like, basically, we're going to get the whites on the side of it. And it's like a big joke, like a schmuck I'd walk in there while I'm being hated, while stuff's being done to my food. You know, I mean, this is sick. Can't we just live in peace? No, we can't. The globalists are going to have their way. They're going to destroy the dollar. They're going to bring the country down. They're going to have a race war. And we'll all be slaves, and our children will have no future. Globalists win again. It's like they play different native tribes off against each other in Africa or in the U.S. They'll play us off against each other. We could wake up and win, but we won't. It feels too good to be idiots.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNLive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.